Okay, so say R. Right, okay, open mouth a bit wider. Okay, good. All right, so how long have you had this cold exactly? It's been on and off for that many months, really. So you've been unable to get over this cold for that many months. Oh, well, that would imply that you have a very poor immune system. A very poor immune system. So I'm going on that basis, on the basis of your ongoing cold, I'm going to have to. I would diagnose that you have very severe anxiety disorder. Yes, on the basis of your cold. Whether you have psychiatric symptoms in your view of having severe anxiety is irrelevant. The fact that you have this ongoing infection, as far as I'm concerned, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're mad as a box of frogs. You, oh, you out there. You got the heebie-jeebies. You're crazy. Excellent. So, anyway, I'm going to make you a prescription, and if you don't get any less crazy, then over a long period of time, then we'll have to come back and see me again. Tally-ho! Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I'd like to talk about some very interesting new research which has been published called The Evaluation of Brain-Body Health in Individuals with Common Neuropsychiatric Disorders, which has been published in JAMA Psychiatry. And it demonstrates something very clearly, which I've been going on about for absolutely ages. I've been saying that the brain, remember, is 84% of the genome, which makes it a massive target for mutation. This means if you have got some kind of problem with the body, such as a poor immune system or something like that, which would cause you to die young under harsh evolutionary conditions, then you've sure as damn it got some kind of problem with the brain. And that is why we have seen over the last 200 years, it was partly why we have seen the psychological changes that we have seen, because we have gone from 50% child mortality to 1% child mortality. Which has essentially meant a massive rise in mutation of the body, people with poor immune systems and so forth that would have died under harsh Darwinian conditions. But that has been paralleled by a massive rise in mutations of the mind, such as mental illnesses of various kinds and simply ways of thinking which are maladaptive under harsh Darwinian conditions, which have spread throughout the population. And that explains, I think, a lot of what we are seeing today. Now, in this study, what they did was they took 85,748 people with common neuropsychiatric conditions, that is to say schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety, and they took 87,420 controls. They then looked at body health in terms of the metabolism, in terms of hepatic health, that is to say the health of the liver, and in terms of immune function, in terms of the functioning of the immune system. And they further looked at changes in the nature of the brain across time, based on brain scans, among people that had these common conditions. And what they found, this is extremely interesting, is that the physical changes, the changes in your metabolism, in your hepatic system, and in your immune system, are more marked than are the changes in the brain scans, in the nature of your brain. In other words, a physical change is a better indicator of a mental health problem. It's a more reliable indicator of a mental health problem. A change in your metabolism, a change in your liver functioning, a change in your immune system, such as that you're getting lots of colds and you're getting ill and you can't fight off colds properly and things like that. It's a better marker of a problem with your brain. It's a better marker of a neuropsychiatric disorder than actually looking at changes in the brain. Now, looking at changes in the brain better permitted the scientists to distinguish between specific disorders. In particular, it allowed them to distinguish between schizophrenia and all other disorders. So it allowed them to distinguish between basically schizophrenia on the one hand, which is that we've talked before about the symptoms of schizophrenia, that you over-detect agency, and therefore you become paranoid and you become disconnected from the world. That's schizophrenia. And then the others, i.e. bipolar disorder, this is that you have periods of being extremely, extremely happy and high and positive, and then periods of terrible, awful depression, or depression, which is that you just have a constant low mood and sense of depression and worthlessness and futility, or anxiety, which is that you're constantly worried and concerned about terrible things happening. So it allows you, the brain scans allow you to distinguish between schizophrenia and the other disorders. They're useful in that way. okay? But overall, it was the physical changes that are a better marker that you've developed some sort of mental condition than scans and changes in the nature of the brain. Isn't that interesting? Now, why should this be the case? Well, the first, why should there be this relationship between mental illness and physical illness? Well, the first possibility is that if people are suffering from any of those conditions, then they're going to suffer from elevated stress. Elevated stress makes your body work less well, and therefore it is likely to cause problems with the functioning of the metabolism of the liver, well, perhaps of the liver, but certainly of the immune system. And it's going to mean that you are more likely to get colds, you're more likely to get ill, you are less likely to be able to fight things off or whatever, because you are high in stress. And so bioenergetic resources are being taken away from combating parasites or whatever it is that's trying to get you to just sort of deal with the general stress that you're coping with. The second downstream of this is alcohol. If people are highly stressed, then they will tend to self-medicate, calm themselves down, whatever, by using alcohol. If you use alcohol, this can suppress your immune system, and therefore you're more likely to get colds and things. But of course, it can damage your liver if you use alcohol frequently and you use alcohol in excess. So that's the second reason. But the third reason which the authors come up with, and the one which is consistent with what I have been saying, is simply that a poor immune system crosses over effectively genetically with poor mental health. The two things are underpinned by one common factor. And what that common factor likely is simply high mutational load. And so if you have high mutational load, as I've said, then you're going to have a poor immune system, and therefore you're going to get, for example, and you're going to get colds and you're going to get ill and whatever. But also you're likely to suffer from mental health problems such as depression and anxiety. It is one factor that is underpinning both. And so when a person presents at a doctor with, let's say, something like an ongoing series of infections, an ongoing cold, when they say things like, oh, you know, I just don't feel up to it. I just don't feel up to it. I'd like to be able to do this. I just don't feel up to it. I don't feel up to it. I've got this ongoing infection. I've got this ongoing cold or whatever. I don't feel up to it. What that is more likely to be a sign of, really, to get to the bottom of it, it shouldn't be a matter of medicating for the infection. It should be a matter of diagnosing depression or diagnosing anxiety or diagnosing whatever it happens to be. That is the common factor which is going to underpin it and therefore can be solved. There was one study, by the way, a different study, which found, you may have heard of Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. This is this illness where people have... irritable bowel syndrome, it's also known as, where certain foods apparently, you know, cause them to terrible cramps and awful condition. And there was a study which found that the 80% of the effect of medicines that are administered to people which have irritable bowel syndrome is placebo. So what that's telling you is that to a very significant extent, irritable bowel syndrome is just in the mind. It's in the mind. It is a physical manifestation of poor mental health. It is poor mental health in relation to the body, you know, causing these symptoms. But there is a strong degree to which these symptoms are an expression of poor mental health. It's in the mind, and that's demonstrated by the fact that the placebo works most of the time in curing this condition. And in much the same way, when people have a constant ongoing infection or whatever it happens to be, it seems, according to this study, it implies that there may be a significant degree to which it's in the mind. And it's basically an expression of poor mental health. If you have poor mental health, this will express itself as problems with your metabolism, as problems with your liver, as problems with your immune system. And if you cure the mental health problem, then the problems with the metabolism, the liver and the immune system will substantially go away, because it's ultimately a physical manifestation of a mental problem. And so I thought that was jolly interesting stuff, which I would draw to your attention. And of course, what it demonstrates again and again is that there is no disconnect. We're told that there's this disconnect between the physical and the mental. We're told we shouldn't judge people by what they look like. We're told all this sort of thing. And increasingly, we're understanding that it is nonsense. There is no there is no disconnect between the physical and the mental. The physical and the mental are the same. They are, but we are an organism. The physical and the mental are biological, and therefore, obviously, they are going to be strongly connected, and that is demonstrated in this most recent study.
Right, before we start, I'd just like to say a word about our sponsor, and that is Atlas VPN. Now, here's the situation, chaps. We are all truth seekers here at the Jolly Heretic Public House. We all want to know the truth about the world, and the only way we can do that is if we get lots of different perspectives, lots of alternative perspectives. And we are in a situation where we cannot get that. The internet is censored, everything is censored, and we literally cannot get the other side with regards to certain important events that are happening in the world because of the way that they censor the internet. So the only thing to do, as far as I'm concerned, is to use a VPN. And Atlas VPN is currently running a huge discount. It means you can get a 3-month subscription for just $1.83 a month, plus 3 months for free, with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And so time is running out, so it's worth looking into, really. There's lots and lots of benefits to this. Not only is that you've got that deal, but you could unlock your favourite content from all over the world, you know, shows from friends or whatever it is you like are using Atlas VPN. You can keep your Google searches private. They make sure that your results aren't tracked and so forth. You can stop ads and malware. It's more than just a VPN. It blocks malicious links and ads and so forth, and it notifies you when someone's trying to steal your data. And you can save money online. It notifies you of the best deals, and it can protect unlimited devices. So it seems to be a jolly good idea. And as I say, they've currently got this campaign where it's just $1.83 a month. So, you know, it's worth thinking about. $1.83 a month for a 3-year subscription, plus 3 months for free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Time is running out, so, you know, it's certainly worth looking into. So as a person that is in favour of the truth and wants as much as many different perspectives as possible and is finding these blocked by our current system, I think getting a VPN is worth doing. And as far as I can see, Atlas VPN is where it's at, chaps.